You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to All About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. We've had this gentleman on the show a couple times earlier this year. Always enjoy our conversations. I wish we had recorded our pre-show chat because we talked about everything we're going to ask him about again. It was a great conversation. Good dude doing good works in our community. Let's welcome him back. It's Joe Allen. He's the executive director of the Gwinnett Place CID. Joe, welcome back.
Thank you and good morning.
Good morning to you. We are always grateful for you making time to join us on the show. So thank you for driving down and joining us, Joe. We have a very specific discussion we're going to have today. So before we get into that, however, remind the audience about the overall mission and purpose of Gwinnett Place CID.
Okay. The CID is a self-taxing district where the commercial property owners have voluntarily self-taxed themselves. And they elect a board of directors, and those additional property taxes are used to accelerate infrastructure improvements, security enhancements, and economic development incentives. And so the CID is really the one working with our partners at the county, the state, and the Chamber of Commerce to expedite mobility, quality of life, and redevelopment strategies in Gwinnett Central Business District there at Gwinnett Place.
Outstanding.
So I know you've had some exciting things happen in the Gwinnett Place CID recently, including the filming of Stranger Things at Gwinnett Place Mall. Kind of, what's your perspective on that?
Well, there has been a lot of talk, and it's been really, really cool to see all the filming of not only Stranger Things, but Gwinnett Place Mall has become a major location for filming in the region. And there have been many positive stories come out about the filming there at the mall and those promoting it. Yet, for me and for some others, I don't think the coverage of Stranger Things has been all that positive from an overall image of the area and ultimately for all of Gwinnett County. And the reason I say that is almost every news account, whether it was an article that appeared in the Chicago Tribune to the LA Times, even one in the Philippine Daily Inquirer, but they all used words such as dead, nearly vacant, near defunct, mostly vacant, struggling, dying, now ghost-like Gwinnett Place Mall, which is the stage for the Starcourt Mall in Stranger Things. And to me, again, this is a reflection on Gwinnett County and not a positive one.
Right.
That's a great perspective to think about. Because Stranger Things is, I think, probably the hot show on Netflix right now. So yes. I mean, you want to be excited about that exposure, but it's striking to me that all those news accounts, the newspapers you cited, are not from here.
Right.
So, well, I can give you some quotes from the AJC and some other ones, WXIA-TV and others, that say something similar about the current state of Gwinnett Place Mall.
Well, what does Joe Allen think the current state of Gwinnett Place Mall?
Well, actually, I'm going to use, continuing with the discussion on Stranger Things, the gentleman who is the production designer with Stranger Things, I think, captured the current state. And this is, he is quoted on several occasions saying about Gwinnett Place Mall, "It's a massive mall that's slowly been collapsing on itself. While still operational, much of the mall was vacant and in a state of almost complete disrepair when they began to prep for season 3 last year." He went on to say, "It's very sad, kind of abandoned feeling." And that makes me sad because I grew up in Gwinnett County. I can remember when that mall was the center of the universe. I experienced it when Gwinnett Place was the social and economic heartbeat for Gwinnett County. It was the place you'd hang out as a teenager on Friday and Saturday nights. You'd see everybody there. But today, unfortunately, it's an empty shell of its former glory.
So what is the current state of Gwinnett Place Mall? What's still there? And, you know, who are you all talking to? And kind of what's your vision?
There is, Macy's is still functioning there. Actually, the Macy's does very, very well. The other anchors include Megamart and then Beauty Master. The Sears vacated about this time last year, end of last summer. The Parisian / Belk department store has been empty for a number of years. You're probably lucky if it's 20% occupied. Again, it's just, as the production designer says, it's just a very sad kind of abandoned feeling. The striping on the parking lots, you know, has faded over time. Dead trees, dead plants, broken signs. Again, it's just a very sad situation.
Well, let's be, anyone listening is will certainly understand the fact that that's not the only mall in the United States going through this phase of their existence. This is a growing problem across the U.S. What's the long-term plan here? I mean, are you going to try to fix this thing and make it the heyday it once was? I mean, like you, mall was the center of my world for the first half of my life. And now I'm on the opposite side. I'm one of those people that refuse to go shopping to a place like that. So I have come full circle on that. But what is the thought long-term on this?
Well, we're never going back. It's never going to be the mall that was in 1984 when it opened. A recent study showed that the state of mall-based retails in the U.S. predicted about one-fourth of the nation's 1,100 shopping malls will close by 2022.
Wow.
And so what's happening to Gwinnett Place is not unique to Gwinnett County. It's happening all over the nation. Other communities are struggling with it. But I believe that, you know, number one, malls are put in, you know, when they were created, they were put in very strategic locations. Scott Hudgens, who was the developer of Gwinnett Place Mall, built the mall in 1984. He selected a great location in the heart, the strategic center of, at that time, the fastest growing county in the nation and continues to be a leader in the nation. You know, he put it there at the epicenter of 85 State Route 316 Pleasant Hill Road in a community that has 1 million people today and that over the next 20 years will have, you know, probably another 500,000 moving into the county. So, you know, long term, it's positive, but we need bold ideas to look at that, not only for Gwinnett Place Mall specifically, but for malls in general. And if these mall areas are run successful, it's going to take some difficult decisions to be made. Mm-hmm. But other communities are making it. I mentioned to y'all earlier that the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce every year hosts a strategic leadership visit where we go, we take about 70 or 80 Gwinnett community leaders, elected officials, business leaders, and others, education leaders, and we visit other communities across the nation. And we study things such as transportation, transit, water, education. And we always have a segment on redevelopment that I'm involved with. And time again, we witnessed and experienced where the public and private sectors have worked together to transform a mall. We're heading out to Denver early part of October, going to be visiting one of the suburbs of Denver, Westminster. The local government there has purchased the dead Westminster Mall. They have completely razed it, torn it down, except for the JCPenney department store, and in its place is rising contemporary housing, green space, structured parking. It's really cool. We've seen that in other locations. Last year, we went to Salt Lake City, outside there in the suburbs, University Place Mall. We saw that the year before. Houston's Old Town and Country Mall is now the city center. And if you were to look at Town and Country in Gwinnett Place, Gwinnett Place 84, Town and Country 85, but now city center, again, amazing, cool place. Several years ago, we went to Denver first and went to Lakewood. And again, there the government and public sectors have partnered, and Belmar has risen out of the ashes of the old Villa Italia Mall. And again, there's just example after example of where this has worked. But we've got to find a new paradigm for malls, and for me, specifically Gwinnett Place Mall, that, you know, so we can transform that old to something that is necessary and needed in 21st century. But we've got to develop a plan. We've got to stop hoping, because hope is not a strategy. And that's where I challenge our community leaders and others to work with the CID. Let's develop a plan. Let's implement the plan, and let's make it happen.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know your heating and air system is one of the largest users of energy in your home? Replacing your traditional thermostat with a smart device saves you money while maintaining your comfort. Smart thermostats can do the decision-making for you by adjusting throughout the day to match your schedule and save you energy. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit jacksonemc.com.
Well, the cynical me would say, you know, it's a lot of land, so let's level the stuff and build houses there. But then you said something earlier that made me realize that's silly to think that way, because as you said, most of these malls were very strategically placed in a really key hub in the community. And so you have to think about that, because I mean, I think we got to shift the paradigm on these what we would say, dying malls, and realize there's a tremendous opportunity yes. here. Right? I mean, so I guess answer this next question, kind of two parts is what's the kind of focus on Gwinnett Place Mall, but also anyone else listening across the U.S. who has a dying mall or a struggling mall, certainly in their community, how they can kind of think about the evolution of this and the redevelopment, how that could work.
Well, first and foremost, I think the public and private sectors have to work together to make this happen, especially in an area like a Gwinnett Place or some of these others. You know, you've got to minimize the risk for the private sector to come in and do all the creative things that it can do with redevelopment. And then second, I think it's going to take us for Gwinnett Place, we want residential.
Mm-hmm.
No one calls Gwinnett Place home. Because again, when it was developed, it's the auto-centric poster child, I like to say, of the development of the 1970s, 1980s. No one lives there.
Right.
We want people to live there, to be able to then walk and go to cool restaurants, cool shopping, cool entertainment venues, things like that. And so again, residential for us is a key component. And again, we've got 500,000 people mm-hmm. moving to Gwinnett County between now and 2040. A sizable number of them are going to settle in the southern half of the I-85 corridor. And then you couple that with the potential of transit and other things, the infrastructure is already there. The roadway network, the stormwater and others. It's just now to do things different.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to have the incentives. You've got to have the buy-in and the bold leadership of the politicians to work with the private sector to make things happen.
Yeah, you really think about some of the creative development that's happened around Atlanta. And, you know, we'll just say Avalon, for instance,
yes.
and it may be a smaller scale than what we would do out at Gwinnett Place Mall, but it's a combination of apartments and townhomes and, you know, condos and then all that fantastic retail mm-hmm. and restaurants. And it kind of created a place where there was none. So I guess it's hard to look at all these giant big buildings at Gwinnett Place and think of them as something more like Avalon, but why not?
That's right. And that's one thing the CID's tried to do. With Gwinnett Place Mall, but also some of the other large shopping centers in the area. We've worked with the property owners, developed concepts of what Santa Fe Mall, Mall Corners, or some mm-hmm. of the others could look like. And we've partnered with them, worked with them to go out, talk to developers. I think I mentioned last time I was here, we had just wrapped up an outreach to about 71 developers, talking about, again, that great, immense opportunity. And that's the one thing I want to challenge your audience, if anyone's listening, if they are a developer or whatever, give me a call. Would love mm-hmm. to talk to you because we've got property owners that are interested. But it keeps coming back to the mall. That is the one thing we kept hearing time and time again from developers. The state of Gwinnett Place Mall is really a litmus test for the area.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that all the time if I'm talking to a Rotary Club, a Kiwanis Club, or a civic organization, Leadership Gwinnett, whatever it might be. First question, what's happening with the mall? And so that's on the minds of Gwinnettians across the board. And that's why we've got to, in the true spirit of Gwinnett County that has made us such a prosperous and successful community, we've got to do it again. And we've got to now focus on Gwinnett Place Mall.
Well, what a perfect sort of a project for a CID to kind of think about and kind of drive that public-private partnership, which I agree with you is essential to this. Can you speak to the mindset of said business leaders and community leaders in Gwinnett Place? Are they beginning to take seriously the long-term play here with the mall?
Oh, I believe so. I believe the county commissioners and all are committed to do it. It's just we've got to really be bolder than we've been. I'm meeting with all the candidates now who have announced that they're running for either Gwinnett County Board of Commission chair or district chair or even 7th Congressional District, and talking to them because we want to have redevelopment, especially in the southern end of Gwinnett County, be a campaign topic, and then redevelopment at Gwinnett Place Mall, again, specifically be a campaign topic. And they're getting a lot of questions. They tell me about what's the game plan for Gwinnett Place. It seems we've got some game plans for some other areas in the county. What are we going to do about Gwinnett Place? And so that's, you know, I want to, again, encourage your audience as they're out and talking to candidates over this upcoming campaign season, ask them, what's your plan? What are we going to do with Gwinnett Place to make certain that the strategic heart of our community remains successful? Because my fear is if we let that heartbeat begin to skip a few beats, that will have a ripple effect across our community. And dying commercial, you know, that means reduced property taxes, reduced sale taxes. And then, you know, then you have that domino effect of other properties around it. They then start appealing their values. And the end result is the cost of these smaller budgets mean more crime, more other type of issues, and that falls on the homeowner. who ultimately would pick up the price. Mm-hmm. So that's why keeping this commercial core at the center of Gwinnett County is so very vital.
Understood. And I don't think the fundamental issue of the physical bricks and mortar retail establishments, that's not going to stop and start improving again. That's going to continue to evolve and change. Two stores where I live have been popular destinations for a generation just announced they're closing down. I mean, it's not going to improve itself.
Yes. I mean, who would have thought Sears, JCPenney, right. H.H. Gregg, and some of these others who have been around for right. generations upon generations are now closed or faltering.
Yep. All right. Well, it's going to be interesting to watch how you, I have a feeling, Joe, you're going to be the quarterback on this focus on the Gwinnett Place Mall. It'll be interesting to see how that continues to evolve. Before we let you go, any other projects at CID you want to reference real quick?
Yes, we've actually called summer 2019 our summer of construction. We've had several projects underway that got underway or have completed. We just completed a streetscape project in concert with Gwinnett County along the entire length of Pleasant Hill from Club Drive to Old Norcross. Completed two sidewalk projects, one on Steve Reynolds, one on Old Norcross. Just completed with, again, the county, the state of Georgia, improvements to the I-85 northbound CD lane there at Pleasant Hill leading up to 316. And that has been great to help move traffic, especially in the afternoon congestion time. We've got two projects that kicked off back in July underway now. We'll be finished March of next year. One is a roundabout at Venture Drive and Day Drive, and then one is an intersection improvement project at Venture and Steve Reynolds Boulevard. We also, later this fall, will be putting in a lot more landscaping and all to enhance the streetscaping and sidewalks in the area.
Outstanding. I'm always excited to hear that. Plus, you got some Saturday afternoon traffic going through to Athens in the next couple of months.
Right.
So you got to be thinking about that, too. So, all right. Well, Joe, as always, it's been great to have you. Before we let you go, should anyone need to connect with you or learn more about the Gwinnett Place CID, where do they go?
Go to GwinnettPlaceCID.com, or you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And my number is 678-924-8171.
Joe Allen, the executive director of the Gwinnett Place CID. Again, Joe, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's All About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.